think we're current on the Rashi. So we're holding Gimel and Beis by the two dots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they'd only reached the port, the dock, after Shabbos started, and they were worried about having an issue with Tchum. And Gamaliel said, "I was looking, and I saw that we had reached the Tchum. We were within the Tchum before Shabbos started, so we're okay." Okay. So Tana, Shvaferes Hayisel Loyel Rabbi Gamaliel, Shemabit V'Sevet Bo Apayim Amba BiYabasho, Uknegd Apayim BiYam. See, he had this tube, which he was able to see 2,000 amas on it, by Yabasha. So the thing, well, the Forshim says, it's why and the same thing by Yam, because Yabasha, he was able to actually test it out, because they had the measure, they measured the tchum, and he was able to set this tube to that distance. So I think the way the tube worked, Rashi says some type of an explanation, but if the tube has just a little bit of a curvature in it, so you hold it at a certain height, you look out, beyond a certain distance, you're not going to see. So if I want to see 2,000 amas on the horizon, and it curves like this, I'll see 2,000 amas. So he set it to that point that he knew if he held it a certain way, he would see only 2,000 amas and not beyond. So he could see from on the boat, he could see the dock, he knows he's within the 2,000 amas. So that was the type of, it wasn't, it didn't have some type of magnifying property. What it had was some type of limiting property by based on the angle. Okay. So he measured it out on Yabasha, and then he's able to use it on the Yam also. This, assuming there's nothing obstructing the view, he would be able to see down to you're within the 2,000 amas. So the verse says, therefore, Haroitza Leda Kama Oimka Shalgai. Person wants to know how deep some type of a valley is. So maybe Shwaferis Umabit Bo Vieda Kama Oimka Shalgai. You could take this same type of property. So Rashi says, let's say I have one of these type of tubes and it's set to 100 amas. So I look down the guy and I see that I can see all the way to the bottom, but maybe it's less than 100 amas. Then I start walking backwards away from the edge, and as long as I'm still able to see down below and get a feel, I walked back 10 amas, so I know it was 9 amas down to the bottom. Okay. Baritzalei the kamagob b'shal dekel. If you want to know how tall a tree is, so moedir kemosoi b'tziloi b'tzil kemosoi v'yed the kamagob b'shal dekel. So if you measure how tall you are, and then how tall your shadow is, and you measure how tall the shadow of the tree is, so you can figure out the relationship. So you know that you're 3 amas tall, and your shadow is 4 amas tall. The shadow of this item is 40 amas tall, so you know the tree is 30 amas tall, right? Okay. Now, the Bryce is giving us practical ways to deal with measuring things. So the next one is based on the idea of shadows. Haroitza shalotisha shkayaroi b'tzel kever. So If you make a matseva on the kever, it's a raised matseva. You picture the raised matseva they have in Eretz Yisrael. So you can see that it creates shade. So animals, when it's a very hot day, would come and hide in the shade. But once they're there, they're going to smell the body and start digging down to try and get the body. So you didn't want that. So what you would do is, you would try and minimize the shade. So what should you do? You don't want the chayra to come and spend time in the shade of the kever. put a, by the end of the kever, put a stick. By the fourth hour, v'yir lehechen tziloi noita, and see which way the shadow goes. And then mashpia v'oila, mashpia v'yared. Now, how you would get all the words, I'm not sure, but it means is you then make the matzeva tilted in such a way that it will not make shade. If it's flat, it's going to make shade. If the sun's there and you make it like this, tilting down towards the side away from the sun, you'll end up with no shade. So the animals will not come there because there's no shade. So you make it in such a way that it's angled, so therefore there's no shade. Why Dafka Dal Shos B'yam? I guess the Chazal knew that that was the time when this issue would be start developing. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shvaferis, that's about halfway down, a little before halfway down. Kanachol, it was a hollow tube. Kusha Oruch, and seven by the Merach. So Rashi says, if it's very long, you're not able to see this far. When it's shorter, seven by Yosu, you can see it away. The idea probably being because of the angle. So the longer it is, the less angle you can create. Assuming the width remains the circumference remains the same, you get a more limited scope of what you're able to see.
By the angle or the length? It just doesn't matter that much.
Well, Rashi is saying about the length, but you know, the point is, if it's that high, you can look out like that inside of it. The longer it is, the less option you have to do that. He had it set to that distance. Maybe Shafaris and Mabit Bo, Biyabosha. This is talking about cases and on the land. So you take the Shafaris and you test it and see what you can see. And then you go to the edge of this cliff. You look down. Then you move backwards. So you get to the point where the bottom of the guy and your vision of the shaveras meet. If you go any further, you won't be able to see the bottom because the shaveras doesn't see that far. Now, I'm not sure how you deal with the problem of as you move backwards, there's some obstruction by the edge. I'm not sure how you deal with that problem. So you know that the depth plus the amount that you walk backwards equals the amount that this tube is able to see. So if you set it to a distance of 100, so you know the two combined will equal that. Well, you can measure how far you walk backwards. You subtract that from the total and you get the depth. The Miri brings the basic idea that Rashi asked before in Gamliel Shaveris, it was like you would use different tubes at different distances. They actually had an idea of a tube which you could adjust. The same type of idea.
That now, actually, you see them on the side of the roads, those tubes on the side of those tripods.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. It's for the angle of the distance and the angle between the two distances. That's what that thing's about.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, look at that. There, Mechavim to Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Go with Shaltakel, Monsieur Lalis, by the way. You don't want to go up and measure, climb up to measure it. So, even the Seal Shaltakel, measure the shadow of the Dakel. It's the shadow of his height. Shall atzmai. Now, upamim shatzel roba al meitzel. Upamim shatzel roba al tzel. Depending on the time of the day, sometimes the shadow is longer than the one who makes the shadow, the person or the object. Sometimes it's the opposite. Tishchama medes begayva rikia. when the sun is high in the sky, tzel kol davar havikatan, the shadow is short. When the sun is towards the lower in the sky, the shadow is longer. You measure your own shadow also. So you know what your height is, you can figure out the ratio. The amount that the shadow of the person is greater than his actual height, that's how much more the shadow of the tree is vis-a-vis the tree. Lucky fly might be double, or shlisha might be a third, or a V, or a quarter, depending on the time of the day when you're measuring it. Yeah, obviously, yes. That would be intelligent, right? They put a matzeva on top of the kever. The way we would raise it up, servant boy offer, and they would make a pile of dirt there that is the matzeva. It's high in the middle. It edges down on the sides. A wild animal will come to enjoy the shade. And then once he's there, he'll smell the body. And he will dig it out. So now it's kind of the Dalit shows. Because well, Lazarus' opinion, when you come to make this matzeva, you just kind of put a stick there in the ground vertically. Barber shows the fourth hour in the day. That's when the sun starts to heat up. At that point in time, the shade is still sun and is cool. And it's pleasant. That's the fourth hour. By the time you get to the middle of the day, the shadow that doesn't isn't as pleasant. That's when the animals start looking for shade. The direction where you see that the shadow is inclined towards, to that direction, you should pay your binyan. So angle the matzeva down towards that side. So it'll lack shade, a shadow, because you're inclining it towards that side, so the sun will catch the other side, but any shadow it would make is already, the angle is precluded by the angle of the matzeva. As the sun continues through the sky, later in the day, it'll have a shadow in the other direction. So what do you gain? If they don't find shade there at that time of the day, they don't come later on. They shy to Oslo, because at that point in time, when it's looking for shade, it'll go somewhere else, out the Mishkacha, until it finds shade somewhere else. Boy, the lacher arba shows avatzel cham, lichtusay the chay avatzel. As the day proceeds, even the area in the shade, it heats up. It's not as cool there to the point that the animal will start looking for the shade. So that's why the fourth hour is the critical hour. Okay, something more. Back to Erevin issues. The Chemya bereved Rav Chani Loi. So this Talmud Chacham named the Chemya, the son of Rav Chani Loi. Ma'ashach de Shmaita. We got very intensely involved in his thinking about his sugya, and he ended up walking beyond the tchum without realizing it. Amalei Reb Chisda to Reb Nachman, Reb Chisda told Reb Nachman, Nechemya Tamidcha, Shor Bitzar. Nechemya is stuck with Dalet Amos beyond the tchum. So Amalei, so Reb Nachman told Reb Chisda, Asei loy mechitzer shal b'nei Adam v'yikonis. Enclose him in with people. Take this big crowd out there. So obviously, half the people who some of them would have to have made a room with tchum and be able to go beyond the tchum. And you can enclose him. Each person has to be within 3 tefachim of the next person, so it's so there's lavud, and you create a mechitza of these people. And he'll be able to come in, because once he's in a mechitza, the whole mechitza is like Dalet Amos. So once the whole mechitza is like Dalet Amos, so he's allowed to move. Once he moves within there and he ends up back within the tchum, so it's like he came back within the tchum beheter. So even if they dissipate afterwards, but he's within the tchum again, so he gets so that would be mutter. Okay. Now, Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. This is a combination between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was sitting achari the Rava. Yosef Rava kamei the Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was a further row back. Rava was further forward, and Rava as a Talmud was there, and Rava and Rav Nachman Yitzchok were Talmidim, but Rava was further forward, which means he was a higher level of a Talmud. So they were sitting there watching this exchange. So Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchok to Rava. So Nachman Yitzchok asked Rava, "My kami bor le Rav Chisda, what was Rav Chisda's question?" Rav Chisda could have thought of the same solution also. So apparently he wasn't sure about the point, and he wanted to get a clarification from Rav Nachman before he proceeded. So what was the issue which he was grappling with? So you have two possibilities what he was grappling with. So one possibility is the following. Ilema is the issue. B'demolu gavri eskin. We have enough people to go out there who are able to extend that, go beyond the mechitzas, go beyond the tchum. So he has enough people around to fill up the whole mechitza that he needs. You know, he's X amount of amas out beyond the tchum. You got to get enough people who made a room with tchumen to go beyond the tchum and enclose him. And they have to be within 3 tefachim of each other. You need a lot of people. So the case was there were enough people. Apparently, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda knew that there was some big events going on beyond the tchum, and the life people made a ruby tchum. So what was Rav Chisda's question? That was the scenario. So what was Rav Chisda's question? Can we boil lay halachos of Rabbi Gamliel? Oh, ain't a look at Rabbi Gamliel. So his question was: so do we pass the Rabbi Gamliel that you get the whole enclosure is counted like Dalet Amos? So then this is going to work. Or we pass it like Rabbi Akiva and Yeshua, he still only gets Dalet Amos. Once he goes beyond the tomb, he only gets Dalet Amos, even though you enclose him afterwards. So the whole thing is a waste of time. So that was what that was. That Rav Chisda's question. He knew he had enough people. The question is, who do we pass him like? There wasn't enough people to get him all the way back within the tomb. What was there? There was enough people to get him close to the tomb.
How big does the mechitza have to be? Does that have to be just surrounding him?
It just has to be. It has to be four fucking wide.
So, they technically, maybe they'll get to. If they have enough people just to
Gemara is. We'll see in the Gemara that this heter of doing this is only. Is only if the people don't know why they're there, that their goal is to be used as a mechitza. So you do it multiple times, they're going to the chop. So theoretically, yes, but at a practical level, no.
At least not with the same people.
Okay. They don't have enough people to get them back within the tomb. We don't have enough people who are able to go beyond the tomb to enclose them all the way back to within the tomb. But they're able to get them like very close to the tomb. Can we boil a halacha k'Reb Eliezer or ain't halacha k'Reb Eliezer? Kiss's question was, do you pass like k'Reb Eliezer or not? Lezer says that a person goes beyond the tomb, he says he has two free amas after the tomb. So you get it back within two amas, that's good enough. And that was the case. So was that the issue? This is what Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked Rava, what was Rav Kista's issue? That he had to get clarification from Rav Nachman what to do. Okay. Tamar says, Shita. But Eloi Molo Gavriaskin, in the case was they didn't have enough people to get him back within the tchum. Why? Disikodaita, but a Molo Gavri, in the case of there's enough people. Askin, thank you. Disikodaita, but a Molo Gavriaskin, if you tell me the case was that we're dealing with the case where there was enough people to get him back within the tchum, and you said his question then would have been, do you pass it like Rabbi Gamliel or not? Why should he have this question? And these Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda were Talmidim of Rav. So even though Shmuel says otherwise, but they wouldn't have a Shiloh. So why was Rav Chisda declaring a Shiloh? If the Shiloh would be passing like Rav Gamliel or not, that's not a valid question, because we know Rav Nachman passing like Rav Gamliel. So that can't be the case. In the case of that they can't reach within the tomb, so pass like Rav Gamliel, that's a given. So whatever enclosure you make, he'll be able to walk the whole enclosure. There was not enough people to get him back within the tomb. There was enough people to get him back within two amas of the tomb. And the shaila is, do we pass like Rav Eliezer that once you get back within two amas of the tomb, you may go back inside or not? Can we boil that? Okay. Dekanami. I'll bring you a diuk in Rav Nachman's words, which indicated that was the issue. The Karmala Yikones. So Rav Nachman said, make a mechitza so b'nei adam v'yikones. So what is that word adding? Obviously, the point is going to bring him back inside. The point was you're going to get him right next to the tchum, and then he will enter. The crowd will dissipate, and he will enter in the tomb based on Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. You're allowed to get close enough. You're allowed to walk back inside. My yikonis. What does it mean? Yikonis. Lav doesn't mean beloy mechitza. Without come back in without the mechitza based on Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Okay. So that was the plan. See Rashi. But the Molo Gavri, there was a large amount of people which were able to go beyond the tchum. They made a ruvit tchumen. All these people, and there's enough people. Lasses of such people. Lasses la mechitza mikan. You can make this enclosure all the way from within the tchum to where he is. And then, if that was the case, his question was: the mechitzas which were not where he was at the beginning of Shabbos, will give him more than dalanamis later when he gets enclosed in them within Shabbos, on Shabbos.
wasn't within. It's that the mechitza was created on Shabbat with the deer at Tzar HaTzvina.
So we have the case of but the more gave the same halacha to the case of the where the Nachir built a mechitza around them also.
Mm-hmm.
Right? According to the that works. The more is going to grapple with why you're allowed to make this mechitza on Shabbos. That's the next issue the more is going to deal with.
We're going to get back to the camel and the wall. Making items that affect definitions of spaces out of live things.
Yeah, the more is going to get with that. So in other words, either he wasn't sure of the lochah of Gamliel, but he had enough people to create to enclose him, or alternatively, pshitalei the lochah of Gamliel. He knew the lochah of Gamliel. So what was his question? Rachab, who the mother like Gavri doesn't have enough people at teichatchum, el at beis am is samuch utchum. He has enough people to get him right next to the tchum. And his question was, "Kami boyle halacha kribli ezer damer b'masnisin." It's a mishnah later on. It says, "Mishi yotzei chutz tchum mishtei amos is yikonis." He gets if he goes beyond the tchum two amos, he can go back inside. So he said, "Dekanami b'loy molo gavri hava." The case is molo gavri because damer Rav Nachman said, "Aselo machitzas abani adam v'yikonis." So damer the memer yikonis then enter. What does he mean by that? Ella Hochikamri means Yasa Mechitza Ad Hashtayim. Make the Mechitza till the two amas next to the Tchum. Bechakach Yikonis Sumei Atzmei below Mechitza, then he'll be able to enter in his own without this Mechitza. So now just this Yoni's question, you look at the bottom Tosis of Mem Gimel Beis. So Tosis says, Lema Lomola Gavri. They keep resetting them. So. So that we do not allow this to work if they know why they're being placed there.
So what's the knowledge problem?
It's a Zilzal and Shabbos. You're making this, in other words, even halachically you're allowed to make it, but that's one thing that halachically you're allowed to make it, but you have a whole crowd of people knowing that we're doing it, it becomes a Zilzal. Okay. Zot Gemara. Esrei. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rava. So Rava said that the case was Molo Gavri. The case was Lord Molo Gavri, and the issue was Rabbi Yasser. But then Rabbi Nachman asked Rabbi a more basic question: that how he's allowed to do this? He says, "Brisa Nafal Daifna." The case of a sukkah where the wall fell down on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Well, Yamid Bo Adam Behema Bekelim. You can't place a person, an animal, or kalim there to be the wall. Well, Yiskav has a mito lifras aleh asadin. You can't take the bed, which is in the sukkah, stand it up sideways, and then put the sheet there over the bed, which will act as a wall. Fishein ein oisin oil aroy betchila biyamtiv. So what this Bryce is telling me, the same way there's an Isser to make an oil aroy over you, the walls which are necessary are also part of the oil, and you, even though it's an aroy, it's not any type of permanent type of kviyus. It's clearly a very temporary type of oil. You may not do that on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov, and obviously not on Shabbos. So how can you make this mechitza bnei odom, which is basically the equivalent of making a mechitza on Shabbos? So the same way oil is also, mechitza is also. That's the point of the braisa. There is that tikkun of Chazal. You can't make an oil on Shabbos, it precludes you from making the mechitzas also. So how can they make the mechitzas over here? Amalei, so Rabbi said back to Nachum Bar Yitzchok, "Alta Martali Meha." You said to me from this braisa, which seems to be problematic. I'll tell you from this braisa, which seems to support. You can ask somebody to stand there in order to close up the gap, which allow you to continue eating and sleeping, eating and drinking, v'yoshen and sleeping in your sukkah. Or you can stand up the bed and put the satin on it. To block the sun from coming in. We don't say he's making a mechitza, which would be problematic. So versus Kasha Nadori, we have a steer in the brises. So Rabba's point was this brise says it's mutter, so that's where Nachman and Rav Chisda were relying on. But meanwhile, there seems to be this argument in the brises. How do we understand the argument in the brises? So where it says, Loy Kasha. Let's hold it here.